24-7 on The Breakfast Club on a Friday morning. Nice to have you with us. Wherever you are listening across the globe, you can do that these days, you know. The app, the RSN app is an absolute beauty. Straight to the App Store, whatever one suits your phone. Download it and listen to us day or night anywhere on the planet, let alone the digital channels on RSN Carnival you can get access to as well. But we, speaking of Carnival, the Spring Carnival is kicked off and we're in the middle of it. And tomorrow at Caulfield, we are looking forward to the Sir Rupert Clarke Stakes, the Group 1 feature on the card. And to help us get through the day, or the Quaddie Leagues particularly, we welcome two learned gentlemen. One of those is Nick Quinn from the Tab, who's back again here at the Welcome Stranger. We've been able to drag him away from the mob. Quinny, good morning to you. How do you cope with all this pressure?
I get advice from my favourite AFLW coach.
Berkey.
No, it's a beautiful morning out here as well. We often joke that it's a balmy Melbourne morning, but it actually is this morning, so we can use that comment with full sincerity. And if you're thinking about popping down, do so, especially when we speak about some of the betting specials that we've got inside all Tab venues this morning.
Looking forward to hearing about those specials very shortly, but I'm looking forward to catching up with one of the great friends of the program and the whole station here on RSN 927. And he's been away for a little while, but he's back in a big way on the Friday form today, Spring Carnival specialist, Dean Lester. Welcome back, Dino.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Great to have you with us, mate. We've missed you here on a Friday morning, and I know you've missed us, but how have you been coping without living with us on a Friday?
It's been tough, I've got to say, but I've got through.
Well, it's been great to have you with us through the journey. And the Friday form is a big part of our program, as you well know. And the fans are adoring the fact that you are back with us.
So where have you been, Dino? The suggestions are that you may have just been in the Bahamas or something like that for the last few months.
Yes, if only, Adam. But after the winter hiatus, I didn't travel that well for a few weeks. So anyway, we're back when it's the big time of year.
Yeah, so I had my hiatus, and then you just trumped me with one a little bit longer.
No issues there, Dino. No one likes to play through the winter anyway. That's hard yards. Now, the spring's where it's at. This is where we want to get our teeth really into the card tomorrow at Caulfield. For those first-timers, we go through the quaddie leagues, and we have a bit of a look. Dino sort of filters the field for us so we can narrow our focus for our investments on the big day of racing that is Sir Rupert Clarke Stakes Day tomorrow. So let's start with the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is the MRC Foundation Cup over the 2,000 metres. And Dino comes back with a Group 3 feature to kick off the quaddie. We've got 14 going around. And Super Titus for the Hayes Dabernig off to Hong Kong Craig Williams Yard is favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, they've got a great hand in the race, Daniel, with Super Titus. And more for me, I think Secandrabad. I think this is the absolute right race for him. Of course, this is the Naturalism Stakes. And, of course, the winner of this gets a ticket straight into the Caulfield Cup. So there's a lot on the line here. And I think Secandrabad would be a really good lightweight Caulfield Cup chance should he win tomorrow. And I think he's two runs back at weight for age. Firstly, against Mystic Journey, and then last start against Holmesham, where he didn't have any luck at all, but he charged home in the best last 200 of the race, and just think third up 2,000 metres at Caulfield, the exact same formula that he won at last preparation. I think he's clearly the one to beat. Good chances, though, to couple of the bit of odds. Etymology, number 9, who I thought was unlucky behind Super Titus. I think he's a real chance of turning the tables. Good roughy here, number 7, Brimham Rocks, who just goes so well third up. He's had the two runs in Sydney in races that haven't suited at all, but he finished off really well last start. And third up, he's got form around Avilius, which is good enough to run well here. And certainly Super Titus a good chance because he's progressing well and he was wide all the way when he won last start. So I'd want all four running in the quaddy, but I'm very keen on Secandrabad. I think he's probably the best for the day. So 5, 9, 7, 11.
7 into 5.50 for tomorrow, so a lovely best bet to make your return with Dino. And currently $51 in pre-post markets for the Caulfield Cup. If you're having something on tomorrow, should we have a little nibble at the 51?
Oh, I suppose, but you would think even if he won tomorrow, it'd be better than $9 or $10, I think, for the Caulfield Cup. So maybe just play him tomorrow and then play it by ear.
Roll it all up. Now, a couple you've left out of the quaddie. Wolf from the Waterhouse Bot Stable, who's building a very nice race resume and looks the likely leader tomorrow.
You think? Why do you say that, Dick?
Why do you go straight to Wolf?
Why Wolf? Straight away.
Well, because it's what the runner most prominent in the market that Dino hasn't mentioned.
You sure?
The one that you've selected, perhaps, yeah.
On top?
I've selected Wolf. Not that that's any interested, Dino. But a little knock for you, Dino?
Oh, look, he struggled on the wet ground last start. And as you said, he's built a good record before that. So reluctantly left him out. But I think he's well found in what's a little bit better race.
Can I predict Quinny's next question? And what about Steel Prince? Yeah.
Well, Steel Prince is heading towards the Melbourne Cup, so obviously doesn't need to win tomorrow like some of his rivals. I thought he ran a nice race first up, but you think, Dino, maybe just wait till he gets over more ground?
I think he'll run a really nice race again tomorrow and confirm that he's deserving of that spot in the Melbourne Cup.
I'm not playing poker against you, Adam Ramanaskis.
Real sort of stitch-up activity here, which is what we love on the Friday Form. So, Rami, you've got one job
yes,
on this Friday Form segment. What is it, please?
The numbers, and they are 5, which Dino is very, very confident about, 9, 7, and 11.
All right, 5, 9, 7, 11 for the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield. I wonder who Quinny will be looking forward to talking about next. might be mentioned in the numbers, I reckon. It is the feature event, the Ladbrokes Sir Rupert Clark Stakes over the 1,400 metres, $500,000 Group 1 affair. Good to see a good race, a big race on a day like tomorrow. It's going to be a cracker. And we've got 15 going around, Dino, in the field, and be good to your mother. For Dan Bowman is favourite at tab.com.au.
Yes, and if you like him, you know where he's going to be in the run. He's going to be right up on the speed, probably leading. He was good in the Memsey Stakes. He's back to 52 kilos here. He's got a great chance. I think the one that will be sitting probably just behind him might be Age of Chivalry, and I love the preparation he's had for this race. Probably should have won first up. He's won his next two, and they haven't been high-pressure races, so I just think he's got a really big peak run in him, and I just thought at the difference in price, I think Age of Chivalry's got a great chance of winning this race. I think good chance another one at odds is Widgie Turf. Had a big weight first up, did enough at 1,200 metres. I just think 1,400 Caulfield, he's proven Victoria Handicap winner at this track and distance. I've got no knock on Be Good to Your Mother. I think he's just very short in a good race, but he'll lead for a long way and can certainly win the race. I think the big watch in the race is Madison County, first up from New Zealand for Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman. He's a very good galloper. He was tried up to a derby distance in the autumn, but I just don't think that's probably his go. I think the shorter courses will see him at his best. And giving little chances also to 5 Sosie Bon, who ran really well in the Memsey, finishing ahead of the favourite. He's not as well weighted, but he can certainly run really well. And Amphitrite, who ran well first up. So even though you've got a short price favourite, I'd want to have a fair few running for us here.
Do you think he's been overbet early doors? Be Good to Your Mother was $5 on Monday. Reopened $3.90 once final field was announced, and it's been $3.90 into $2.70.
Yeah, if you like him, I'd be patient. I think that $3.90 is a much more realistic price.
And do you think Age of Chivalry, there will be a swing back towards the other lightweight chance? Or do you think the early money seems to be around him? If he's going to get out to 9 to 11, he might continue to drift a little bit on race day.
Well, he may. I think that the knock on him is that he ran such slower time than Be Good to Your Mother. But it'll be interesting to see that on grand final day, he'll be the one that's ready to peak and be able to run the good time.
David Gately, who's been doing a stack of work the last couple of weeks, his concern with Age of Chivalry was that he might be engaged in a speed battle with Be Good to Your Mother and come off second best, but you're confident he'll take the sit behind and be given a good winning chance.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do. I mean, he ran significantly slower in the first 600 metres of that race than the Memsey Stakes, so if you go by that, he won't be in a speed battle. I mean, it was position that he led, but I think he'll be just off the speed, just behind the leader.
What we've learned today is that trucks are very loud and trams are also very loud.
Need a street sweeper there too, Daniel.
I reckon there'll be one popping shortly, Dino, just to say good day. Rammer, one job.
14, 15, 8, 4, 5 and 12.
Is that the order?
That was my order.
Dino, you happy with that? I'd love you to give him a clip.
I can give him a clip. 15, 8, 14, 4, 5, 12.
Close.
One job, mate.
Close with the quaddy?
No, I'm not. One job.
All the numbers are there.
15 was the top one.
Okay.
Very important information. 15, 8, 14, 4, throwing 5 and 12 if you want to go a bit wider in the Rupert Clark Stakes tomorrow. Let's have a look at race 8, the third leg of the quaddy. 1,400 metres, three-year-old fillies listed a fair. And good-sized fields again tomorrow at Caulfield, as you expect, in the Spring Carnival. 16 going around the top of the order, though. Kiwi are up, second up. out of barrier 15 for the Mar Eustace Yard is favourite at tab.com.au, although it's each way all day, Dino.
Yeah, it is, Daniel, and there's eight late last start winners in the race, so that tells me there's a lot of different form lines to try and line up. One of those last start winners is the other Mar Eustace runner, and that's number 13, Ficino. I think it's good each way odds. I'm tipping a big day for Michael D. I've tipped him the first three legs of the quaddie. I think from barrier four, I loved her first up win at Ballarat. She just cruised home. Her form in the autumn was quite good without being a winner. She ran quite well in a stakes race. And I just think that they gave her the grounding in the autumn to suggest they've got a fair opinion of this filly. And I just think that at the odds on offer, she's a good each way chance. Nine, Foxy Lady comes off a win at Seymour, but I really like the win. It had a heap to offer, and it seems big odds in comparison to number 11 Beauty Bolt, who won on the same day. I think they'll both run really well, and Kiwi Rupp's got a great chance. It's a really good filly, but it'll need to be that from barrier 15 tomorrow. So they're the four main chances for me.
There's been a little bit of early support for your on-top selection in Ficino, who's been $15 into 10, and Foxy Lady, your good roughie there, a $19 chance. But from a quaddie perspective, how wide do you need to go, Dino?
I'm just going those four. I'm going to take a bit of a punt here. I think there's a few in the race that we can go around, so I'm just going with those four, and there is a bit of value amongst them.
Rama?
13, 9, 11, and 1.
13, 9, 11, and 1. I did notice that Quinny, there was no question about number 5 Art Collection there, which I'm surprised about, as you're on top selection.
Yeah, a little bit of a setback for me that Dino has left Art Collection out of his top 5. I liked the win last start, thought looked a good chance to go back-to-back, but Dino obviously going around Art Collection.
Can't win. So let's have a look at the last leg of the quaddie. You'll have the 1,100 metres to finish it off. We've got 12 going around after the scratching of Benz. Bookmakers draw a line through number 10, Benz. We've got 12 around, and 360 favourite is Plague Stone for the Maestro, James Cummings.
Yeah, I think Maestro's got a massive hand in this race, and I think Plague Stone's a good starting point. He's terrific fresh. He looked to trial well recently at Warwick Farm. He's been to Caulfield before. He ran second in a Blue Diamond Prelude. I think he is the one to beat. I think his stablemate Badajoz resuming. I thought very soft trial last week at Flemington looked good. He's never far away from the money, and I just think he's really big odds. He's the value in the for the quaddie in this leg. And the other one I'm including is William Thomas, who had a really good campaign last time in on soft ground, but I think he's a much better horse on drier ground. So if he gets that preferred surface tomorrow, which he probably will from a good draw, I think he'll run well. So again, taking a bit of a chance in the last leg with just three runners.
Plague Stone has been heavily backed, 5 into 360. Good push from James Cummings with Michael Felgate throughout the course of the week. The fascinating runner for mine was Liar. I was a little bit surprised to see her bob up here because obviously there could have been several other options they could have gone down, obviously not in your numbers. Do you think you want to see this horse again, or it's hard for the three-year-old fillies up against the older horses, or a bit of both?
Well, as you said, you're surprised that she's in this race. That, to me, suggests a setback because she was scratched from the Danehill last week, and this is the next best option. I think this would be the tick-over run to get her to maybe the Caulfield Guinea, 1,000 Guineas Prelude in 2 weeks. So I think as long as she's running on, I don't think Barrier 1 really suits her either, and taking on the older horses. So I think she's well and truly found in the market, and I just want to see her.
Now, Plague Stone has been well backed, and you're pretty bullish there by the sounds of things as well. Do you think the money will continue? The 360 might continue to firm, or again, that's about right?
I think it'll probably be how the day pans out. If the inside horses are doing well, he's the worry for him is the wider draw. But if they're starting to run on down the centre, as they often do later in the day at Caulfield, he's going to be in the absolute right spot.
Rammer?
5, 3, and 11.
5, 3, 11 to finish the quaddie at Caulfield tomorrow. Righto, Dino, I know you've had some time to sort things out and get your best, and you've been sharpening your pen. The formula bet's very important. Who are we playing for today?
Playing for Graham Arthur of Bentley East and for...
Yeah. Hawthorn Premiership captain of 61.
That's what I was thinking. For Graham, we're having a $40 win bet on race 4, number 8, So Taken. $40 the win on race 6, number 5, Secunderabad. And I'm often asked which is the better of the two. It's the best of the day. So race 6, number 5, and $40 on the all-up of the pair. Race 4, number 8, into race 6, number 5. And as I said, for Graham Arthur of Bentley East.
The all-up comes to... Can we get a drum roll?
I doubt it.
This would have to be close to the longest all up. It'd have to be.
Oh, we do have a drum roll. This is outstanding.
Who did that? That's three votes. Well done, Whitey.
Thank you.
41-25 the all up. 70-50 by 550. Happy, happy days.
Oh, boy. That is unbelievable business. $41 for race 4, number 8, into race 6, number 5 tomorrow at Caulfield for Dino. His best is race 6, number 5, Secundra Bat, as he said. What about a Ramaruffi, Dino? I know you've been sharpening your pencil, looking for the best value tomorrow.
Well, the Ramaruffi was $15 when I was working it out yesterday. It's now into 10, but Fasino, race 8, number 13, we'll still stick with it. Double figure odds, and gee, I think she'll run well.
Race 8, number 13, Fasino, our Ramaruffi of the day. Dino, I can't tell you how good it is to have you back as part of our world. We are very, very pleased that that is the case. I hope you enjoyed it just as much, and we look forward to hearing more of you across the weekend on RSN 927.
Terrific. Thank you, guys.